You're listening to Roundtable with me, He Yang. On today's Roundtable, we're getting all musical now, because I've got my pal, Zhang Xiaohao Sean, in the studio. Zhang Xiaohao is a musician, producer, songwriter, and singer, and he's worked closely with Xu Anting on songs such as 承认没有什么不同, but now he's put out an album called How, his own album, and he wrote the songs himself. He did so many things on this album on his own. I think it's just absolutely amazing. So we're going to talk about that. And also, he's just back from a national concert tour, and the most exciting bit, the destination of Beijing is like the last station. So we're going to talk about that as well. And also, he's brought a treat to us. That is a special friend of his, Mr. Adam Greenholtz, recording engineer who worked very closely with Zhang Xiaohao on this album, and also he's worked with Grammy winners such as Lana Del Rey, Michael Bublé, and the British band Muse, and a whole bunch of other musicians. So how did these two guys got together and started working on this? We'll find out. We always want to hear from you, our dear WeChat listeners and listeners all around China. Just send us a WeChat message as we are EZFM Roundtable, or find us on Sina Weibo. Just search for 轻松调频 Roundtable. Our podcast listeners can find us at Roundtable 圆桌会议there. Now on Roundtable, Zhang Xiaohao, welcome back!
Hello, hey peeps, hi He Yang, hi Roundtable, hi,
yay,
I'm back.
It's great to have you back, and it's just, we liked you so much, we had to have you back.
I like this program, and I've been listening to you guys, to this program for like ever since I came back.
No way!
Yes.
You're lying!
Yes way! And here it is, my friend Adam, please say hi.
Hi, how's it going? Yeah.
Hi, Adam. And yes, I've looked at what you guys have done, and it's pretty amazing stuff. And what's most amazing is the album I have in my hand, Zhang Xiaohao's album, How. And Adam, you were so intricately involved in this project. What brought you guys two very talented musicians together?
Well, I was just working in a studio in Vancouver, and Sean needed to do some recording. It just started out very simply. You know, he needed to record some drums. I was at a studio, came together, and it was just a really good experience for both of us. So we just kept getting back together, doing more songs, and eventually we'd done the whole album together.
Yeah.
It happened very naturally.
Oh, that is so interesting. And also, I am a music lover and also a casual admirer of music. So would you please, Adam, explain to me a little bit about what you do as a music engineer as you're working with Zhang Xiaohao?
Oh, it's very simple. Sean's got songs and he's got, you know, musical parts, and I just try to put it together so that it sounds the way he wants, so that he can concentrate on just being a musician.
Okay, and Zhang Xiaohao, he's written some great music and lyrics that made me almost cry, and I don't cry easily. Well, that's actually a lie. But
seems like.
But yes, and then just looking at what Adam, you do, is it sort of like a second chance of giving a song life? Am I understanding this?
Yeah, if I do it right, it can really make the song come across.
Okay.
But, you know, if the song's good and Sean's songs are always good,
It's very simple,
very easy, and he knows what it wants it to sound like. So it's just, you know, just helping him to make it happen.
Yeah.
That's really interesting to figure out, you know, the partnership behind music. As I think as consumers or music lovers, it's very easy for us to just listen to a hit or listen to a song and take the face value of it, but we don't understand all the hard work that goes behind it. Mm. And it's great to have you guys in the studio so we can see that side of the story, too. And before we go on to the next question, I've got so many questions for you guys. There's so many of our WeChat listeners that are sending in bullet comments and saying, such as coming from Silence, miss you, hearts, Zhang Xiaohao, 么么哒, okay, these people are going mad.
Sean's got the greatest fans.
Yes, he does.
They are cute. They're cute. Very cute.
And there's, like, 什么又想你了? That's one of your songs on this album that I really like, and I want to get to the gossip of
that.
I
like
that.
It, too. Adam does, too.
Somebody's falling off the chair. Don't get too excited. And there's L.Y. Fei saying, one day, absolutely the best song ever. Yes. These two songs are both ones that really got me. And, how do I say this? I'm feeling a little bit shy right now saying this to Zhang Xiaohao. I was listening to your album over the weekend, and also I've got it on loop in my car when I'm driving.
Oh, great.
That's exactly what a fan should do, right?
Yeah.
And, I think your voice is, like, so warm. And
it's so sweet, isn't it?
Well, there's a really cool side of him as well. Adam, you don't know him well enough.
No, I guess I don't.
Well, basically,
tell me, please explain.
Well, it's sort of like, because I know he writes the songs as well, and then you just feel the sincerity.
I guess, sorry to interrupt you, but I guess it's because you understand what I'm saying, singing in Chinese, too, and which is he doesn't. But I tried to explain to him, but it's kind of hard for me to transfer the words into English sometimes, and as a whatever you call it, a mother language or something, and you know what I'm trying to say or explain in my Chinese songs, so you probably understand more of my Chinese side, or you know,
actually, One Day is a good example of that, because the song exists both in English and Chinese versions. We worked really hard on both versions. We actually tried to do English lyrics and Chinese lyrics for both versions. And so I sort of have a feeling of, you know, of his, you know, sensitive side because of that.
Sensitive side.
Oh, okay. Let's not make the star blush here,
okay,
all right?
Okay.
So basically, okay, before we play the song One Day, I just want to leave this line to you guys when you're listening to this song in 1 second. It's just, for me, it's like having a hazelnut hot chocolate in a winter day. There you go, One Day. Such a great time listening to it, Zhang Xiaohao.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, and I think it's just a wonderful collaboration between you and Xuan Ting.
Yeah, and Adam.
And Adam, of course.
Yeah, he done a pretty good, amazing job on either recording and mixing. So I don't know, this is probably too much, but I just wanted to explain to people what he's done at his part. So we're like mixing the song. And he did a little bit of flavor on it. So he put this, what do you call it, slap delay, right? Or like reverb. So made the voice, maybe not this version, but the English one. And I want people to listen to the English version because it's different. And that's the original version of the song.
Okay.
And he did a little bit of the reverb, kind of roomy sound on top of the song, on the voice, vocal part, and which is made, yeah, you know, kind of pretty closer to like the listener's ear, and which is that's what I wanted to achieve in the beginning. So kind of just talking to people, you know, quietly, you know, kind of this stuff. Okay. Right? Do you agree?
I suppose, yes. As long as you like it, you know, it's all happy.
You don't have an opinion.
I try not to.
That's, you know, you could come up with one as we, you know, move along with the conversation. That's fine,
right,
too. You know, it's round table. Everybody should have an opinion.
Okay.
Even if the opinion is, yes, you agree with John Zhao, that's fine, too, all right?
I might end up there.
And just speaking about the English version, of course, I checked that out, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a very different feeling, actually, versus the Chinese. And I think it's just the beauty of two languages.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the part that I understand, but maybe it's also what you guys have done with your magical hands with the music part that has conveyed that different kind of feeling, too. And our WeChat listener, Ai Mi Su, says, I love the English version better. Okay,
Well, okay, that's an opinion. That's good.
A lot of people do, actually. Yeah, they I've been hearing from people saying about compliments about the English version, but less people talk about Chinese version.
No way.
I'd say it's or is it because of the arrangement is quieter, or is this like what the audiences or the, like Chinese listeners or the market needs? I don't know. Well, I mean, everybody has their own taste, so both of them are done by me and Adam and all the musicians, so we both like them, and just pick one that like you like and listen to it.
All right, yes, I think with Zhang Xiaohao's album, I just wish more people can get a chance to listen to a wider range of music and also Zhang Xiaohao's music, because I think once you sit down and listen to it, and maybe have that hazelnut hot chocolate, you'll think, wow, this is totally amazing. Spitting, you know, that kind of feeling. And also, Zhang Xiaohao, you mentioned very briefly about what the market needs.
Mm.
Yes, and as a musician yourself, and you write these songs, guys, listeners, this is a singer that writes his music and writes his lyrics and does a whole bunch of
everything, writes all the instrumentation, is in charge of absolutely everything. Everything you hear is what Sean wants.
Just 全能艺人, you know. He does everything. I mean, for someone like myself, don't know music very much, only appreciating music, that is just unthinkable. Okay, so you've got your artist side of you,
yeah.
But how do you stand in the market?
Mm.
What do you understand your agency wants you to, or, you know, the market demand? How do you balance these different factors?
Right. As an artist or singer, or I'd say I'm more like a music lover. I just do whatever I want and let people to choose what they want. So it's kind of just, you don't really need to focus on anything. But everything I did, it kind of, like, some people are like leave comments about, oh, this one's kind of pop, too poppy or something, and this one kind of indie or, you know, maybe too off of the market.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it's kind of a little bit annoying sometimes, you know, hearing people or, you know, or label people talk about the direction of the songs or the album. But I'm still trying to make the balance. I mean, but there's one thing that's most important, that I want to do something that I like.
Mm.
So I guess if I made the song that I don't like, I'll probably just, you know, leave it there and give it some time, maybe come back and do it, you know, do the arrangement again or, you know, just, you know, I'm not sure, like, what I'm talking about, but, you know, it doesn't really matter about the market. This is, like, what you like. I mean, follow your heart. So that's what I'm trying to say.
Oh, I love that line. Follow your heart. And I think you show your attitude as an artist. And
well, attitude is pretty important to me.
Yeah. Yeah, I think for anybody in the creative industry,
yeah,
having that attitude and also sort of having that firm ground of what you believe in is kind of important and also sometimes very difficult too. And that's one of those big challenges, right?
A little bit, yeah.
But you have to believe in your music, and if you don't like it, then there's no point, right?
Right.
You have to make what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, it comes from the heart, and that's what I got when I was listening to Zhang Xiaohao's album. And now, He Yang is going to get all gossipy. That's, you know, my usual side of, you know, that I show my listeners here. So listening to One Day, what a beautiful song. And there is this lovely lady that is in the song. At least that's what I feel. And Zhang Xiaohao, when you were writing that song, and many other songs in this album, such as 怎么又想你了, Won't Leave You...
Once You Leave My Mind.
Oh, yeah. And also, 黑暗的那一边, 两个人的旅途, 如何是好, all these songs. Did you have a specific lady in your mind when you were writing them?
Yes.
Is it one lady or multiple ladies?
Once You Leave My Mind, that's one. And that's one girl. I'll just tell you guys, and to be honest, that was one of my exes. One of my exes.
Okay.
I want to say thank you to her or them. So because of them, so here it is, the song. And I wrote the song, and I like the song. I like whatever they've done to me or I've done to them. And I've learned so much. I've grown so much just because the past. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter like if it's good or bad. It's just like, you know, you must have something that to get you to where you are now, mm-hmm. the spot, because the past, the experience, that's your life, right?
Yeah, that's your life.
Yeah.
And isn't it just really funny that in life we endure ups and downs and twists and turns and we experience 黑暗的那一边, you know, the dark side of things. But later on, it turns into something that is actually very conducive to what you're doing now, and it becomes that part of your life that enriches you and can make you write awesome songs. Mm. How funny things have turned. And, okay, well, what about Qu Wanting? I thought she was really cool with you in the music video and singing with you. Did you reach a level of, like, understanding as soulmates and maybe more when you
maybe
were
more.
Doing that song with her and
maybe
other
more.
Collaborations.
Maybe more, but soulmate, I like that. I mean, we are definitely good friends, and we've been like working closely, and she's cool and very 真诚, you know.
Yeah, she's very sincere and true to things.
Yes, yes. So that's the part that I liked her the most.
Mm.
So it's not just music, but because music, which has connected me and a lot of the musicians or friends together, so I guess she's amazing. Yeah.
Oh, okay, well, I think certainly when we see that two musicians connect, mm-hmm. and then the fruit of labor that is produced out of that, it's different, it's divine, it's something that even for a casual admirer of music like myself, I can sense it. And, well, there's also this other song, I'm only asking this for myself, because I liked it so much, called 孤独完美.
Mm.
And, okay, well, I am single right now, okay, saying that out loud, and I think that song, The Loneliness, but appreciating loneliness,
yes.
and finding it beautiful, is something I think very relevant for a lot of urbanites these days,
mm-hmm.
and I was just wondering, how did you come up with that song?
Well, how? I mean, that's a good question. I mean, I never really tried or like too hard to come up with the idea or lyrics. I was just trying to express or like presenting people that a period of time of my life or my lifestyle. So that was the time that I was like pretty alone, or like, you know, being just myself at home and doing something that I like,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's I shared a lot of my stories with people in my song too, and there's some lines that maybe can, like, you know, connect people's heart with me, mm-hmm. and that they've been doing this, like, a lot of people are, like, doing this, like, every day. You know, there's a line that talking about, like, when you're waking up, like, in the morning, and there's nobody beside you, or, like, mm-hmm. holding the phone for, like, until, like, in the morning, and it's just hard to get sleep, right? So.
Yes, that's one illustration of part of He Yang's life sometimes. And when I was, you know, alone and feeling all independent and alone, and it was just like, you know, I'm putting on a CD and listening to what I think can comfort my heart at that time. Yeah. And this song popped out. And, yeah, it was kind of a intimate moment for me that...
Isn't it amazing when somebody else sings what you're feeling and you hear that?
Yeah, and yeah. At the moment, I just felt the guy coming out of the stereo, Joseph Ho, and myself, I think we just sort of got it. It was
right.
Just, you know, one moment of something that I just thought, oh, I better share this on my show. And I think people would be impressed if they get a chance to listen to Gudu Wanmei. And just talking about so much about music, Zhang Xiaohao. Can I ask you this big favor, please, if it's okay, mm-hmm. that you can sing a couple lines for us?
This song?
Yeah. Can you do that for me?
Yeah, I was getting my guitar.
oh, Zhang Xiaohao, thank you.
Oh, no worries. I actually have this version been playing through the cities that I've done the shows. And I'll perform this song, the full version, maybe, on Friday. And,
woohoo!
Yeah, and
I'll be there!
I'll sing a couple lines of this song.
Yes, and 1 second,
yeah.
Just to set it right. Our dear listeners, I see a handsome young man sitting right in front of me with his acoustic guitar ready to play a song called Gudu Wanmei.
Okay.当你辗转难眠的无法入睡，心里是否还在想着谁？当你醒来的时候没有人陪，那是一种孤独的滋味。 是不是觉得自己是如此的卑微？常常会感受孤独的滋味。生活就是这样不尽人意的完美，何必让自己活得总那么的卑微？ Thank you.
Oh my god, that was live on Roundtable, listening to Zhang Xiaohao play his guitar and sing one of my favorite songs on this album called Gudu Wanmei. And oh, for a second, I think the studio turned into a different place. And yeah, so many
wrong
of our...
stage. Wrong stage. Round table.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There you go. And so many of our listeners have commented on Sean's, Zhang Xiaohao's beautiful voice. And do you speak and sing, like, really differently? Is it like you use a different throat?
Right, good question. A lot of people noticed that I mean, talking into, like, a really, real deep voice. But, yeah, I mean, when you sing a song, it's kind of like, different feeling sometimes, and I'd like to speak in like lower pitch because that kind of like protect my my voice, mm-hmm. and I don't need to spend too much my energy and stuff. So that kind of helps me in a way.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. You better protect that precious throat of yours. That voice is just so beautiful. And Zhang Xiaohao, we will be seeing you live in Beijing on April the 1st.
Friday, 9:30 p.m. at Yugong Yishan.
and you'll get this chance to see him live on stage. And He Yang, myself, and six of our really lucky listeners, Roundtable listeners, will be there too.
Awesome.
And guys, just to warn you, I'm going to go nuts off stage. So if you want to see that, well, that's totally trivial. You can see me there too. That's all for today. Bye!